Mike. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
the Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And welcome, everybody. Rob Weaver along with Steve Stone for today's game between Fort Recovery and Van Wert's in high school girls basketball. Lady Indians, Steve, off to an excellent start this year.
Yeah, they absolutely are off to an excellent start. Coach Patch doing a fantastic job as usual. Indians are 7-1 on the season, and their only blemish would be a loss to Wapakoneta, and they lost by 2 points. So he's got a quality group of seniors there with Carly Stone, Grace Tin, and Kaya Wendell, and some really good bench play, just getting better every game.
Van Wert, on the other hand, they're kind of struggling.
Yeah, they're struggling this year. 2-8 is their record, and they got a couple of big girls out there. Looks like they can should be able to muscle the ball inside the paint a little bit, but yeah, their record certainly not as strong as the Indians, that's for sure.
2-8, I believe, on the year.
Yeah, 2-8. 2-8 on the year.
Fort Recovery won the JV game 43-19 to improve to 7-2 on the season. So congratulations to the junior varsity. They were led in scoring today by Brenna Holman with 16 points.
Yeah, shout out to Brenna Holman. Wow, that would be the little sister of our fantastic running back. So, yeah, she had a fantastic game with 16 points.
Here's Fort Recovery throwing the ball away, and Van Wert will get a layup at the other end on the turnover. And scoring on the play there.
Reagan Priest.
Okay. Actually, it was Kaylee Phillips.
Oh, Kaylee Phillips, yep.
Kaylee Phillips got the layup, steal and the layup. Fort Recovery with the ball. Kaya Wendell on the left side to Grace 10, firing and missing. Rebound to Van Wert. So not the greatest of starts here for Fort Recovery, but we have a long way to go, obviously.
Yeah, Grace had a great look at the basket and just couldn't get it to fall. Carly Stone with a steal.
Carly will bring it up. Across the timeline, passing on the right to Kaya Wendell. Down along the baseline to Val Mollenkamp. Turns, fires. It's no good off the mark. Tipped away and into the hands of Van Wert. Phillips has the ball. Kaylee will come down, feed it down underneath. They missed a layup. Rebound, Van Wert up and no good again. Rebound comes to Val Mollenkamp, and Coach Patch wants a timeout. He wants to get things organized here. Lady Indians trailing 2-0. Hey, we'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
From Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians the best of luck in today's game. Go get them, Lady Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Chrissy Hart and Lori Ten. There's Kaya Wendell on a three. And at the other end, countering was Phillips for Van Wert. She got a two, and Kaya Wendell had a three-pointer.
Yep.
Right side to Carly Stone. Carly looks at the hoop, tries to go baseline, shut off there. Around it goes on the left into Olivia Patch, back outside to Kaya Wendell, back to Patch in the middle, Val Mollenkamp. She scores.
Great ball movement by the Indians right there. Fantastic.
So it's now 5-4. Fort Recovery back in the lead for the second time here. It led 3-2, now 5-4. We're at the Fort Side Fieldhouse this afternoon, Fort Recovery girls basketball. Here's a pass underneath, and there's a foul called on Fort Recovery.
They called that on Gracie 10 on the arm. It's going to put 34 on the line, shooting two, and that's Reagan Priest.
Priest will step up there. A junior at 5'7". She puts it in. Okay, you might kind of keep track of scoring since we don't have a statistician this year.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it, boss. I got it. That's not to say it's going to be accurate, but I'm trying.
Off the back of the rim, no good on the free throw that time by Reagan Priest. Fort Recovery's Kyle Wendell over to Carly Stone. On the left side it goes. There with the basketball for the Lady Indians, Kiara Wendell. Who I assume that's Kaya's sister,
that's
right?
Kaya's little sister, yep. She's a freshman. A couple of errant passes here at the beginning of the game. Turnovers for the Indians. They got to clean that up.
Just turned it over again there, and tossing it in here for Van Wert will be Kaylee Phillips. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Oh, a nice shot from the right corner is good. And that was by Alexis Metz. A three-pointer, I think. That makes it 8-5. No, it was a two-pointer?
Yeah, it was 5-5, so it was a three-pointer there, okay, from the corner. Yep.
Inside Grace 10, and she scores. Nice pass from Olivia Patch, and Grace 10 got the easy layup. Well, one thing's evident. The Indians are having their way on the offensive end. Shot from the right side, no good. Rebound comes down to Kyle Wendell, over to Olivia Patch, and now Carly Stone. At least as far as getting the ball inside is what I'm saying. Here's Carly Stone in the lane. It's up, no good. Rebound comes to Van Wertz, to Abby Jackson, and they're going to throw it away. No, they saved it. Shot from the right side, no good. Rebound comes down. Who's going to get it? It should be a jump ball. Took his time calling the call.
Yeah.
Kaya Wendell tied up Van Wert's Reagan Priest.
Kind of a scrum there on the floor for a minute.
Van Wert puts the ball in play. Three-point shot. It's good.
That was
by
a deep
Alexis Metz.
Deep three.
Metz makes it 11-7 now. And she has 6 points on the day so far. And here's the ball inside, and it's going to be thrown away, but it's going off of Van Wertz. Maybe a break there for the Lady Indians.
Yeah, not the best pass there. Knocked out of bounds by Van Wertz, so thank goodness we retained possession.
Kyle Wendell will leave, and Val Mollenkamp comes back in. Here's Kiara Wendell tossing it in to Grace 10. Three-point shot doesn't go.
Off the back of the rim, no good.
Rebound chased down by Fort Recovery. Tipped out there from Kiara Wendell.
Good hands by Val Mollenkamp.
Here's a shot by Patch, no good. Rebound. Foul on Carly Stone. Rebound Van Wert. Foul on Carly Stone trying to get the ball. Once again, we do remind you, Cal Pharmacy has a weekly prescription program. They'll deliver prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Cal Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. Cal Pharmacy, Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Inside, the ball's tipped away, but Van Wert keeps it. Van Wert with the ball. They lead 11-7 over Fort Recovery here in the first quarter. Right side drive, now passing back in the left corner, back outside again. Van Wert with the ball. There's Cassidy Myers with it. And it's stolen away by Carly Stone all the way and lays it in. Carly stole it from Sierra Schaefer and went all the way to the hoop to make it 11-9. How many for Carly now? That's her first basket?
Yep, Carly's got two.
That we're with the basketball. Next game for the Lady Indians, Jackson Center on Tuesday. Right side it goes to Cassidy Myers. And a conference game on Thursday with New Bremen coming up. Ball's tipped away, and Van Wert retrieves it in the backcourt. Here's a shot fired up and no good. Rebound comes down. Van Wert back up, no good. Rebound comes to Grace 10. Missing that shot a moment ago was Cassidy Myers, and now Myers is going to be called for a foul. She's a real aggressive player.
She certainly is. Her and Carly's been going at it the whole game here so far.
Well, I won't say that Van Wert has the greatest offense, but I will say they do shoot the ball quickly, and when you shoot the ball quickly, you don't have so many turnovers.
That's right.
So maybe that's what their goal is try not to have too many turnovers and get the shots. Fort Recovery with the ball. Val Mollenkamp on the left. Olivia Patch outside. There's Kaya Wendell. Now to Carly Stone. Carly tries to find Kaya Wendell behind the defense. Got it to her, but it goes back outside. Carly with it again. She'll whip the pass to Kaya Wendell through her hands, picks it up to Kiara Wendell to Val Mollenkamp. Fires, or no, that's Olivia. No, that's Val Mollenkamp.
Val Mollenkamp, yep. Up, no good.
Yep, no good. And rebound comes to Van Wertz. Don't forget, many nights during the week, Cal Pharmacy is open till 8 o'clock in the evening for your convenience at their Fort Recovery location. Here's a shot from the right side. It's no good by Van Wert. Rebound Carly Stone, as missing that shot was Kaylee Phillips.
2 minutes left here in the first period. Indians trailing by two.
Yes, they are. 11-9 is the score. Carly Stone, right side, dribbling, works her way in, and she scores to tie up the game. Carly Stone with her fourth point of the day. Here's a shot by Phillips for Van Wert. No good. Got the rebound. No good again. Rebound comes to Carly Stone. She is hacked all over the place. Brings it down anyway across the timeline. Carly is going to be fouled, and that's number two.
Number two on their 22.
Cassidy Myers of Van Wert. The Cougars, Lady Cougars from Van Wert. They've got a beautiful school up there in Van Wert.
They sure do. They have a fantastic school up there.
Nyswanger Complex, a part of that. 11-11 tie. Fort Recovery with the ball. A minute 20 to go here in the Cal Pharmacy. First quarter. There's Kaya Wendell. No good. Rebound. Chase down. Who touched it last? Olivia Patch.
Looks like Olivia Patch did. Going to be Van Wert ball.
Tried to get there to save it. Couldn't quite get there in time. Bringing it up for the Lady Cougars is Jerrica Huebner. Back outside. Back to Huebner on the right. Feeds underneath. There's a shot up and good by Abby Jackson, and she is fouled on the play. That puts Van Wert in the lead, and Jackson goes to the line, a chance for a three-point play the old-fashioned way.
That's going to be a foul on Olivia Patch, her first. So we've got the Cougars leading here by two. Shots up, no good. Rebound by the Cougars.
And it's blocked by Fort Recovery, and Val Mollenkamp came away with it as Jamison Klaus had her shot blocked. Here's Kaya Wendell down to 48 seconds. On the left side, Grace 10. Now there's Val Mollenkamp, right side to Kaya Wendell. Looks inside, goes back out to Grace 10. On the left, there's Kiera Wendell. Back to Kaya Wendell. Back on the left side, Olivia Patch down low. Back outside, Grace 10 firing a three and got it. Gracie 10 with a three-pointer.
Yep, we need her to get hot. She's our outside shooter.
She hit that one nicely. Here's a three-pointer for Van Wert. It's no good. Rebound comes to Val Mollenkamp. Time for the Lady Indians. They've got 15 seconds left. Leading 14-13. Grace 10 thought about shooting, didn't. Back outside. Here's Kyle Wendell to Olivia Patch. Fires it up. Missed it. Rebound out of bounds. It's going to be given to Fort Recovery with 1 second left. Well, a chance for a little shove up there.
Quick shot, yep.
Not much of a chance, but there is a chance. Here we go. 1 second left. Pass comes into 10, fires. Oh, it's no good.
She in and out.
Got the pass or the shot off, but it would not go. Thanks to Calp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Calp Pharmacy, don't forget they have their handicap medical equipment center at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. Check them out at Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. We'll be back with more in a moment here from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Lady Indians leading after one over Van Wert 14-13. And we'll return here in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk, get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
How about a recap of the scoring in the first quarter there, Steve-O?
Yeah, first quarter here, the Indians are leading by 1 point, 14-13, and Kaya Wendell's got 3. Gracie Tinn's got 5. Carly Stone's got 4 points. And Val Mullenkamp chipped in 2.
Big night tonight. Here is Hall of Fame night for Fort Recovery fans as Greg Collig and Christy Reisner-Diller will be inducted into the Hall of Fame this evening between games. Hope you can show up tonight and support those young people and recognize their accomplishments. Carly Stone into the middle, and it's tipped away and stolen by Van Wertz. And the ball's loose again. This time Fort Recovery comes up with it. Got a couple new players in there. Brooke Collig's in the lineup now, and also
Vaughn.
Allie Vaughn. So two new players in there to start the second quarter. Carly Stone, right side shot, 3-pointers off the mark. Rebounds tipped out and goes out of bounds off of Brooke Collig. They'll be given to Van Wertz. Our second quarter scoreboard sponsor is K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery. For New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Van Wert with the basketball. Inside, no good by, might have been partially blocked.
Yeah, it was
there.
Partially blocked there by either Gracie or Val.
Abby Jackson had the ball. She's a lot to handle there. She's a large gal. Pass comes in to Phillips for Van Wert. She will pass over on the left side. There's Reagan Priest.
Triple teamed.
Back around the horn over on the right corner to little Alexis Metz, who's a pretty good shooter. Here's a shot that was just thrown up there by Phillips, and somehow Phillips raced over there and tied up Brooke Collig. Talking about Kaylee Phillips of Van Wertz. Van Wertz 2-8. Fort Recovery is 7-1, but right now Van Wert is battling the Lady Indians toe-to-toe here.
Yep, they certainly are. They're playing good here in the beginning part of the second period.
Fort Recovery still leads 14-13, and here's Fort Recovery with the ball.
Good steal there by Brooke.
Brooke Collig over to Carly Stone. Carly walks it across the timeline, right side to Brooke Collig. Brooke will dribble, passing back outside to Kaya Wendell. Wendell dribbling, stopping, and they're going to be, I guess they call a dribbling violation on Kyle Wendell.
Yep, another turnover for the Indians. That's probably one of the reasons their score so close is we've had some too many turnovers.
I think they said that maybe she dribbled the ball after it touched her body there, what Ben Kramer was indicating. Van Wert with the basketball here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Fort Recovery still hanging on to a one-point lead. Stolen by Brooke Collig. She'll bring it down. Stops, looks for a teammate, goes to Carly Stone, top of the key. Carly back to Brooke Collig. Collig fires it up and got it off the glass and in.
Nice.
Give Carly Stone the assist and Brooke Collig the basket. Here's a shot thrown up there by Phillips, and she is fouled. Man. Going to the free throw line is Kaylee Phillips. Kyle Wendell gets called for the foul.
It's going to be team foul 4 for the Indians, and Van Wert's got 2.
Fort Recovery leads by 3 at the moment, 16-13, and it's now by 2 as Kayla Phillips hits 1 of 2 free throws, and she has the second one still coming. Val Mullenkamp will leave the game. Who came in there for us, did you see?
Olivia Patch.
Here's the next free throw. It's no good this time. Rebound, though, comes to Van Wertz, Abby Jackson, and she puts a shot up no good. Bodies all over the place, and a foul's calling for recovery.
So that's going to put 44 for them. Abby Jackson on the line. She's going to be shooting 2.
Abby Jackson at the line shooting 2.
So at the line, Abby Jackson
with an opportunity to tie it up here.
And the first one is good. A nice shot. Abby's a junior on this team. Has one more. Eyes the basket, lets it fly, and got it again.
Makes our score 16-16 here with 5:45 left in the second period.
Right side it goes to Brooke Collig. Collig back over here on the left. In the corner, shot by Kyle Wendell. 3-pointer's good. Kyle Wendell drains a 3 from the corner. There's a shot by Van Wert. It's no good from three. Rebound comes to Brooke Collig. Up to Carly Stone. Fort Recovery leads 19-16 now. Here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Carly Stone to Kyle Wendell. Kyle dribbling the basketball. Lost it. Picked up by Van Wert. Turnover. And ball's loose again. Stolen back by Carly Stone. Carly will come down. Stops. Fires and misses.
Gets killed. No call.
Ball's tipped out of bounds by Van Wert. So Fort Recovery will keep the basketball. 4:58 remaining here in the second quarter. Rob Weaver here with Steve Stone. Eric Catterley is our studio producer. We're also on FortRecoveryRadio.com this afternoon. I'm not sure if Reese Rogers or Neil Spencer is producing that. But one of them's got us on the air, and here's a travel call on Fort Recovery.
Travel on Vaughn, Allie Vaughn. Another turnover. Indians leading 19-16 here with about 5 minutes to play in the second period.
Glad you're not keeping turnovers because you'd be running out of space.
I'd be running out of ink.
I tell you, we've had a bunch of them. Van Wert with the basketball. Kayla Phillips with it. She'll pass over here on the left to Cassidy Myers. Myers tries to go inside. Kind of an errant pass, but picked up by Van Wert. Here's Jackson with us. Abby goes in, and she is fouled by Olivia Patch. That's a tough call there.
Yep.
That is a difficult call. Number two on Olivia, and she will come out of the game.
Yep, I'm assuming Val's going to go in to take her place.
Abby Jackson at the free throw line.
She has made two, so that's probably not the person we want up there.
And she hits this one.
Three for three.
Grace Ten comes back in. Val Mollenkamp comes back in. Here's the free throw.
Second one's up and bounces around and falls through.
Got it again.
Cuts our lead to just 1 point here with 4.5 left in the second period.
Van Wert only 2-8, but they're hanging in there. Fort Recovery leads by one. Grace 10 on the right side. Now into Val Mollenkamp. Turns, fires, misses. Rebound. Tried this. Nice job by Brooke Collig. They say she banged it off of Jackson.
44. Yeah, great hustle by Collig.
So Carly Stone will toss it in. Goes out to Grace 10. Underneath to Carly. Turns, fires, misses. And they say that nobody touched it and went out of bounds. Where's Miss Carly decided to go to school yet? Has she made a decision?
Steal by Carly Stone. Up and in.
Lays it in.
She has not decided yet. She has a lot of... She's been accepted to four schools and can't make up her mind.
Okay. Carly Stone got a basket there, though. That gives her a total of six on the day. And the Lady Indians leading 21-18 now over Van Wert. Van Wert with the ball. Outside three-point shot. Looks good, but it's too long. No good there by Van Wert's Reagan Priest, chased down by Fort Recovery. Kiara Wendell over to Carly Stone. Stone goes to the right. Hands off to Kiara Wendell. Brooke Collig to Stone, inside to Val Mollenkamp. On the left side to Kiara Wendell.
Here's good ball Grace movement 10. By the Indians.
10 will pass off to Val Mollenkamp, and Val is in the lane, and she is fouled in the act of shooting. Once again, K&L Tractor Sales and Service is our very fine second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. They're built tough with poultry growers in mind. Free throw is good by Val Mollenkamp. She has one more. And this is good as well. So Val now has a total of 4 points today.
Yeah, she's been playing great in the middle. She's doing a fantastic job, only being a sophomore, too.
Van Wert with the basketball. Right side it goes. That's Jerrica Huebner back in there again. Here's a drive down the lane. The shot's kind of a wild shot up and no good.
Kind of deflected there. And
Alexis Rupert on the shot for Van Wert. Fort Recovery comes up with the basketball. Right side to Kiara Wendell. here. We'll bring it back out to Grace Tan on the left side to Carly Stone. Carly comes in, pops a 10-footer, doesn't go. Rebound, stolen away by Van Wertz. Down come the Lady Cougars, but they throw it away. Grace Tan intercepts and tries to hit Carly Stone on the right, and the ball squirts out of bounds off of Carly and will be Van Wertz basketball back again.
Yeah, they had a good transition going, and Gracie actually had a pretty good pass over to Carly and mishandled it and out of bounds. Another turnover for the Indians.
It kind of a struggle, but Fort Recovery's up by five. Here's a drive up and no good by Van Wert. Rebound Grace 10 on the missed shot by Cassidy Myers. Down comes Carly Stone across the timeline. Passes on the left to Kyle Wendell to Val Mollenkamp. Now Grace 10 on the outside. Grace dribbles, hands off to Carly Stone. Back to Grace 10, three-point shot, got it. Grace 10 drains a three, and it's 26-18. 8-point lead for the Lady Indians, starting to pull away. First time in the game. Van Wert works it around. There's a shot popped up and in there by Cassidy Myers. Got a 15-footer.
Yeah, good move, good shot by Van Wert there for a much-needed bucket.
Timeout, Van Wert. Fort Recovery leads 26-20. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
One minute, 41 seconds left here in the second period. Indians leading 26-20, and they have the ball going to be taken out of bounds by Val Mollenkamp. Looks like Van Wert's going to set up a little bit of full court pressure here.
Bobby's hooked on a feeling there. He's got the best music down there, I tell you.
He does. He's got a good library there in his computer.
Val Mollenkamp on the left side, and back outside it goes. There's Grace 10 over on the right to Kyle Wendell. Back to Grace 10. Back to Kyle Wendell. Kyle drives to the hoop, can't find the opening. Back to 10. 10 will scoop outside to Kiara Wendell. On the left to Kyle Wendell now. Kyle looking. Passes out to Grace 10. Grace comes in and puts it up and doesn't get it to go down. Got her rebound and scores, and she is fouled on the play. How about that?
Nice hustle by Gracie 10. Working on that three-pointer the old-fashioned way here. She's going to step the line, shoot one.
28-20 now. Fort Recovery leads by eight. Starting to pull away here. Grace 10 at the line. And now she has 11 points. Nice first half for Grace. Thank goodness.
Yeah, she's been quiet the last couple games, so I knew she was overdue for a good game.
Outside with the basketball, Van Wertz. Reagan Priest underneath to Jackson. She misses the shot. Rebound back up and no good again. Rebound comes to Val Mollenkamp on the missed shot that time by Sierra Schaefer. Here's Kyle Wendell, right side to Allie Vaughn. Back out to Val Mollenkamp. There's a 10-footer, doesn't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds by, oh my.
That was, yeah, that.
That belonged to Fort Recovery, but they gave it to Van Wert.
That was tipped out by Van Wert. 39 seconds left here in our K&L Tractor second period.
Sierra Schaefer tosses it in. Across the timeline was Reagan Priest. That was Kaylee Phillips. There's Jackson inside. She misses the shot. Got her own rebound. Back up. Missed it again. Blocked from behind by Allie Vaughn. Van Wert, though, with the rebound. Inside to Jackson again. Back outside. There's a shot fired up. No good by Kaylee Phillips. Fort Recovery, well, it's still up for grabs. And the Lady Indians are going to get it. They say it went off of Kaylee Phillips.
I think Patch is going to have a lot to talk to them about rebounds. How many second and third opportunities has Van Wert had?
Quite a few. 10 seconds to go. We have a chance to score, and we lost the ball. Kiara Wendell had it bounce off her foot. Here's a drive by Van Wert. Missed it. Back up and in.
Right at the buzzer, and it's good. That makes her score at halftime. 29-22 with the Indians leading going in at half.
Reagan Priest got the basket, the rebound basket to end the half to make it a 7-point game. Fort Recovery leading Van Wert, but not by much. 29-22 after the second quarter of play here. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor this evening. This afternoon, and don't forget to see those Archway portable grinder mixers, the feed industry's gold standard from K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. And remember, if you need service for your farm equipment or lawn and garden equipment, there's no better place to go than K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We'll be back with the massive stats from the first half of play with Steve Stone right after we pause for this. Christmas season has come and gone so quickly, and in the same way, spring will be here before you know it. Call Nature's Green Nursery just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for all of your outdoor needs. From enjoying new trees, shrubs, and flowers, to patios, seat walls, and the soothing tranquility of a water feature or the warmth of a fire pit. Nature's Green Nursery, State Route 119, just east of Fort Recovery.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Just look at you. You make me drool. You are so succulent. You make my taste buds get excited. And I just want to tell you, I love you. You honey roasted deli turkey meat, plus you do not talk back. You are perfect. Folks, go to the deli and get some Cooper Farms smoked deli meat, our perfection. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you. And don't forget, you'll find a Pack-A-Sack right here in good old Fort Recovery. Got some young ladies playing here at halftime. Remember those days?
That's right. They're doing a great job out there.
I don't know what grade those gals are in, but what would you guess? Maybe fourth grade?
Fourth grade, yep. That sounds about right. Looks about right. Well, we've got the scoring for the first half for the Indians. Kaya Wendell has 6 points. Gracie Tins leading the way, and Gracie has 11 points for the day so far, and Carly has 6. Brooke College chipped in 2, and Val Molenkamp's got 4. So that makes our 29 points for the Indians, and the Van Wert just sticks around. They just make the shots when they really need to. Just as you feel like we want to try to get a little bit of momentum and kind of pull away, they make a couple of quick baskets and keep themselves right in the game. So the score is 29-22 here at halftime. And looks like the Van Wert girls are ready to come out and play, and they've got to warm up, and they've got to wait on our little girls to get off the floor.
Yeah, they're ready to get back at it here. Had a quick halftime meeting there. JV game today was won easily by Fort Recovery, 43-19. Fort Recovery improves to 7-2 with the win. They are led in scoring by, or were led in scoring by, Brenna Homan with 16, 10 for Hope Wendell, 8 for Macy Day, and then 3 apiece for Allie Vaughn, Alina Evers, and Brooke Collins. So 7-2 for the JV. The varsity trying to move to 8-1 if they can win here.
Yeah, the Indians' record right now is 7-1, and certainly hoping for a victory today to bring their overall record to 8-1, and then getting into the MAC schedule certainly going to be difficult with a Thursday game. They're going to be playing New Bremen. And for whatever reason, that Paige Jones for the...
She went out?
Yes, Paige is actually...
I wondered.
Paige is actually playing basketball this year, and she is their absolute star athlete from New Bremen that signed with the team up north to play volleyball, and she decided to play basketball her senior year. So heard pretty good things about New Bremen as far as their basketball program girls goes. She's obviously an incredibly talented girl, unbelievably athletic. So,
yeah, she didn't play last year because she didn't want to get hurt for her volleyball career. Now she's out as a senior this year.
You know, you would think Michigan might have something to say about that.
You might. When I saw they pounded on somebody the other day, and I thought to myself, I wonder if Paige Jones went out this year.
Yep.
Yes, she did.
She sure did. So that's going to be a tough game. Because I know they have a few volleyball players that are going to be playing basketball, and I'm sure their only loss this whole season in volleyball was to the Fort Recovery Indians.
It was.
So and they did win state as well, so in volleyball. So
yeah,
there might be a little bit of a grudge match there with a couple of those girls.
It could be. We'll be back in a moment here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Lady Indians lead by 7 at halftime over Van Wert, 29-22. We'll return right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage, and it can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring your prescriptions into Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Healthmart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And by the way, I think we are going to be over at New Bremen on Thursday. I misspoke on that. We are not going to be able to do the Friday boys game, which we had planned to do also, but we hope to be. So I'm excited. I'd like to see that Paige Jones, and hopefully we can knock them off.
Yeah, that would be a good quality win. You know, I know, like I said, she's a talented girl, and they have a good team. So anytime you play a MAC team, you have to be on guard, because it's such a phenomenal conference here. And again, Fort Recovery just coming into the teeth of the schedule, and they're going to have some really tough games ahead of them.
Absolutely. But that what makes you good for tournament time, and we'll be talking about that before you know it. Although, you know, this is only our ninth game, I guess, huh?
Yeah, ninth game. The Indians, for whatever reason, the girls, their schedule started a little bit later than a lot of teams, and so, you know, they're only playing their eighth game, and there's a lot of schools out there that, my goodness, they probably have 12 or 14 games in already.
Cooper Farms is our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio, encouraging you to enjoy that Cooper Farms delicious turkey or any meal at any time. Cooper Farms. Well, here we go with the second half of play. Fort Recovery will get the ball to start the half. Kaya Wendell tosses it in to Carly Stone. Van Wert unexpectedly pesky in the first half. They only have a 2-8 record, but I thought they played better than that. Here's a shot up by Grace 10, no good. Rebound back up by Olivia Patch, no good. Rebound comes to Jackson.
Two great looks on both sides of the basket, and neither one could fall.
Abby Jackson got the board there for the Cougars. Out front with the basketball now, and they threw it away. That was unforced. Off of the Cougars, Alexis Metz. So Ben Kramer hands the ball to Kaya Wendell, over to Carly Stone, and Carly will bring it up. Across the timeline. Over to Val Mollenkamp. Val lost the ball, picks it back up. Over to Kaya Wendell, back on the left to Grace 10. Grace will drive baseline, stops, feeds back outside. Now underneath to Olivia Patch. She'll pass over to Grace 10 in the corner. Back out top, Carly Stone. Carly backs up in the center circle. Carly will work her way to the right side, tries to go all the way underneath. The ball is tipped away by Van Wert, and they got lucky and
came up
stole
with
the ball. At the other end, it's good. Scoring on the play, Cassidy Myers. And that cuts it to a five-point game, 29-24. Carly Stone tries to feed to Olivia Patch. It's intercepted by Van Wert, but Fort Recovery got it back. Here's Grace 10 on a three. Does not go. Rebound Van Wert. Getting the board there was Alexis Metz. And now Kaya Wendell knocks the ball out of bounds.
Good hustle. So, good hustle by Kaya.
So what are these schools that are in the running here for the famous Carly Stone to attend?
Ohio State, IU, Ohio University, and Miami University.
Okay. You want me to tell you which one is least expensive? I know you will do what you can to get your daughter to go wherever she wants to go. So.
Well, I just want her to be happy. So I, as long as she makes the decision and she's happy there, I'm excited for her.
Carly Stone inside has the ball tipped away, and she is fouled on the play and will go to the free throw line for two shots. I figured Ohio State would be in the running there. I wonder how your other daughter ended up down south, though. How did that manage?
I have no idea. She keeps wanting me to wear a blue sweatshirt, and I just refuse to wear blue. Whether it's that team from down south, which would be UK blue, or the team up north blue, I don't do blue.
Carly Stone hits the first free throw, misses the second, but there is Olivia Patch getting the rebound. Fort Recovery still with the ball. Grace 10 fires and hits.
Nice.
So we got the three-point play the hard way. Missed the free throw, got the rebound, and scored to make it 32-24. Back to an eight-point lead for the Lady Indians.
Nice steal by Kaya.
Over to Grace 10. Across the timeline, down to Val Mollenkamp. Puts it up, no good. Rebound Van Wert. And we got an injured player here. Looks like Kaylee Phillips got shaken up, so we'll have a little timeout here. Reminding you that our third quarter is brought to you by Cooper Farms. For your corn marketing needs, call Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery at their toll-free number, 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161.
I know Dr. Tapman's been an awful big fan of Carly going to IU. Can you imagine that?
Yes, I can. I can imagine that.
I asked him if there was any kind of a special program or any kind of special dollars out there available for a Buckeye to turn into a Hoosier like that.
I think there's the Mark Tatman scholarship that might be available. Right side, Van Wert with the basketball.
Well, I could still root for the Hoosiers and not have to change my wardrobe.
Well, that's true. That's true. And there is a foul called on Jackson, I think. Yep. Illegal pick there set by Abby Jackson.
Abby Jackson. Her second, 32-24.
I missed that, but I'm happy with the call, I suppose.
Yeah, I didn't really see it either, but Carly Stone brings it down across the timeline here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Fort Recovery in the lead. 32-24. It's been kind of a sluggish quarter, though, really.
It sure has been sluggish.
Carly Stone in the lane, feeds off to Olivia Patch, who scores. Give Carly the assist, who drew the defense, and Olivia Patch lays it in. 34-24, 10-point lead now. There's a three-point shot, no good. Rebound to Grace Tim, but they say she stepped on the baseline, so it'll be Van Wert's basketball.
Yep, her heels were on the baseline, so the ball's going to stay with Van Wert, and they get another chance.
Into Abby Jackson on the right side. She'll pass it off here to Cassidy Myers. Myers cross-court pass on the left. Here's a shot partially blocked by Val Mollenkamp. Jackson puts it up, no good for Van Wert. Rebound Grace 10 of Fort Recovery.
Gracie's been working hard under the basket.
Carly Stone back to Grace 10. Between the circles here. Right side to Carly Stone. Carly will stop, pass off to Kaya Wendell. Back out top to Val Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp to Kaya Wendell. Kaya dribbling, feeds over here to Carly Stone in the lane, fires and hits. Carly Stone. And that's 9 points for Carly this afternoon. And timeout Van Wert. Timeout Van Wert. So we'll be back in a moment here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery. Right after we pause for this. You're listening again to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Just look at you. You make me drool. You're so succulent. You make my taste buds get excited. And I just want to tell you, I love you. You honey roasted deli turkey meat, plus you do not talk back. You are perfect. Folks, go to the deli and get some Cooper Farms smoked deli meat, our perfection. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Going to have to stop by the Wayne Street Market on the way to home and get some of that Cooper Farms turkey.
Yeah, no doubt.
There's a foul on Van Wert on Yell. Or is it on? Oh, it's
no,
on Carly.
It's on Carly Stone. That's going to be her second. Team's first here of the second half.
Lady Indians leading by 12, 36-24. Cooper Farms, third quarter. Still about 4 minutes to go in the quarter. Here's a foul by Val Mollenkamp. As doing a nice job of drawing the foul there for the Lady Cougars was Reagan Priest.
Yep, she's going to step to the line and shoot two. That's going to be Val's second foul and the team's second foul.
And Priest puts it up and in. Gets him off that 24, makes it 36-25. Here comes Kira Vaughn, Kira Wendell in for sister Kaya Wendell.
Vaughn and Kyle again, too, as well for the Indians.
Val Mollenkamp goes out, and I think Grace 10 takes a rest.
That free throw is good
by Reagan Priest, and she goes out of the game. And coming in will be Jamison Klaus for Van Wert. 36-26 score. Again, Rob Weaver here with Steve Stone. Fort Recovery with the ball, leading by 10. 36-26 the score. Carly Stone out top. Right side it goes. Allie Vaughn over to Brooke Collig. Collig will feed to Kiera Wendell. Now to Carly Stone. Kiera Wendell gives to Brooke Collig. Hand off there to Allie Vaughn. Carly Stone in the lane to Olivia Patch. You know, Olivia didn't even look to shoot there. She
never
had the ball right in the lane.
She rarely looks to shoot when she gets that ball in there. And it's as tall as she is, she's got to turn and shoot that ball.
Yep.
She just looks to pass it back out. She doesn't even look to make a move.
Carly Stone to Kiera Wendell. There's Brooke Collig. At least she did that time. Carly Wendell right side to Brooke Collig. Now here's Allie Vaughn. Indians being very patient here. Left side to Carly Stone. She'll fire a 10-footer and got it.
Her confidence level the last three games has just been fantastic, Carly Stone.
38-26. Lady Indians lead by 12, and for Carly, that is point number 11. Here's the ball tipped away and out of bounds. Carly tips it out. It goes to Van Wertz. Right in front of the Fort Recovery scorer's bench.
Yep, good hustle there by the Indians to Carly to get that ball, get her hand in that passing lane, knock it out of bounds.
On the left side, back on the right side. With it there is Sierra Schaefer. She'll dribble, feeds over here to Cassidy Myers. Myers dribbling right, goes back left. Schaefer with it, free throw line, back
long
outside.
Three, no good.
It's no good by Van Wertz, Jerrica Huebner. That's about as long of a three as you'll see in a girls' game.
That was a long one.
We saw some of those last night in the St. Henry Fort Recovery boys' game. Petey hit a really long three, and Schlarman hit a really long three. There's a nice shot up and good. A three-point shot by Carly Stone from the right side. 41-26, and Carly now with 14 points.
Indians slowly trying to stretch this lead out.
Schaefer drives in. It's blocked by Olivia Patch.
Great block by Olivia Patch.
Fort Recovery comes up with the ball after the block. Here's Kiara Wendell across the timeline on the left to Carly Stone into Olivia Patch. Carly Stone over to Brooke Collig, right side. Now there's Kiara Wendell. And back out top to Allie Vaughn.
Carly 1 minute Stone left here in the third period.
Brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support, Cooper Farms. Right side to Allie Vaughn, back out top. Looks like the Lady Indians are going to play for that last shot.
Yep, looks like Coach Patch just wants to take the last shot here with about 35 seconds.
Carly Stone goes in the lane, pops the shot, and does not go down. And goes out of bounds, though, off of Fort Recovery.
That ball was two-thirds in and came back out. 26 seconds left here in the third period. Indians leading 41-26.
Yep, very close to going down in, but it just wouldn't. So Van Wert will have a chance to cut the lead. They trail, though, by 15. They hung in there in the first half, but starting to fade here now. Out front with the ball is Reagan Priest, passing to Abby Jackson. On the left to Cassidy Myers.
5 seconds.
Myers dribbling, fires the shot. No good. Rebound. Nobody as the time expires. So we've completed three quarters of play. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our very fine third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, if you'd like to sell your corn to Coopers, they'd love to have it. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. 41-26, Lady Indians with a 15-point lead over Van Wert. We'll return in just a moment.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
The Christmas season has come and gone so quickly, and in the same way, spring will be here before you know it. Call Nature's Green Nursery just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for all of your outdoor needs. From enjoying new trees, shrubs, and flowers, to patios, seat walls, and the soothing tranquility of a water feature, or the warmth of a fire pit. Nature's Green Nursery, State Route 119, just east of Fort Recovery.
Back here once again, and Van Wert with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Right side, and we've got a loose ball.
Loose ball.
Picked up by Brooke Collig, I think.
Collig's in the thick of things, comes out with the ball.
Fourth quarter is brought to you by Fort Recovery Lumber for quality building materials. It's Fort Recovery Lumber, Fort Recovery, Ohio. And there's Grace Tan drilling a three. Boy, she is good, isn't she?
She sure is. If she gets an open three, she's going to make it nine times out of ten.
That's 16 points now for Grace Tan on the day. Van Wert with the ball. There's a shot up. No good. 44-26. Van Wert down by 18 now. Van Wert got the rebound. Over on the right side. On the wing. With the ball over there is Reagan Priest. Back out top. Right side to Jackson. Jackson
walk. No call.
Feeds back outside. And there's a pass knocked away by Brooke Colley. But Brooke's going to be called for a foul.
Hey, that wasn't the Cooper Farms third quarter. That was the Carly Stone third quarter because she had 8 points in the third quarter.
That's good. Eight times four, 32. It's funny how it doesn't work that way, though, doesn't
it? That's right.
That's still a great quarter for Carly. On the left side, Abby Jackson for Van Wert. Back outside. It's almost thrown away, but Van Wert saves it. Cassidy Myers came up with it. And now here's Carly Stone tipping it out of bounds. It'll be Van Wert's ball. They're trailing by 18 points here, 44-26. Fort Recovery in the lead.
Yeah, Fort Recovery slowly, and the third quarter kind of took over this game. And Van Wert's looking a little out of sorts right now. Trying to get the ball worked around to get a shot, but Indians are working hard.
Right side down in the corner. Grace Tan just stole it away. That had to be a jump ball.
I don't know how that couldn't have been a jump ball.
We'll take it, though. Val Mollenkamp back outside to Carly Stone. Here's Grace Tan on a three. Pops out of there. And they're going to give the ball to Van Wert. Brooke Colley's fortunate she didn't get called. For
See, Brooke Colley comes in, crashes the boards, and tips the ball out of bounds. And, yeah, I think they could have called a foul, but they're just going to give Van Wert the ball, which is a good thing. Indians leading 44-26. About 6 minutes to go here in the game.
And, again, Fort Recovery Lumber for quality building materials, including those Anderson energy-saving windows and doors. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Three-point shot is up and no good by Alexis Metz. Fort Recovery came up with the ball. Grace Tan over to Carly Stone. Carly across the timeline. Right side to Grace Tan, now to Carly Stone. On the left it goes to Kaya Wendell. To Olivia Patch, to Val Mollenkamp. Back out to Carly Stone. On the left, Kaya Wendell on a three. Doesn't go. Rebound tipped around and off of Val Mollenkamp out of bounds. Van Wert will get it back, but they trail still by 18 with 5:18 to go here in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company scoreboard.
Thanks to all of our outstanding sponsors like K&L Tractor and Fort Recovery Lumber for making these broadcasts possible.
Yep, see, many of these folks have been with us for a long, long time. Here's Kaya Wendell on the steal and lays it up and in. Kaya Wendell on the steal at midcourt and went all the way down and lays it in for a 20-point Fort Recovery lead, 46-26. Lady Indians in comfortable position right now. Underneath it goes to Jackson, turns, fires, and scores. Abby Jackson. She is tough to handle when she gets the ball inside there like that.
Yep, if she's down on the block like that, that's a load to handle.
Olivia Patch tried to pass to Carly Stone. It's tipped away, but Carly got it back. She'll come back down in the lane and knocked out of bounds. And Carly got hit from behind. They're going to say Van Wert got the ball. Now the other official says it was deflected by Van Wert.
Yeah, it was knocked out of bounds by Van Wert.
Ben Kramer's having a discussion with the one official. I don't think Ben wants to give in. They're going to say Van Wert gets the ball. Ben wouldn't listen.
He apparently is kind of stubborn.
I'm kind of surprised about that, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one official says it was off of Van Wert, and Ben Kramer wouldn't change his mind. Inside to Abby Jackson, turn, fires, and she got it. And she is fouled on the play.
I think that was on Olivia, so that's going to be her third, I believe. Olivia Patch. That's team's fourth here with 4 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the fourth period.
At the free throw line, Abby Jackson, and she misses the free throw. Rebound comes to Val Mullenkamp. 4 minutes left in the game, and Fort Recovery with a comfortable 46-30 lead. Grace 10 on the right. Back out to Carly Stone. Carly still dribbling the ball, being hawked there by Kaylee Phillips. And there's Fort Recovery. He's going to throw it away. Picked up by Van Wert. Shot's no good. Rebound Grace 10. And Grace is fouled. And it will be given to the Lady Indians. That's going to be called on
number 23.
Yeah, Kaylee Phillips. That's her second. Grace 10 will toss it in from the far end.
3 minutes, 40 seconds left here in our ball game with the Indians leading by 16.
So again, next week, the Indians are against Jackson Center. Is that a home game?
That's a home game.
Jackson Center on Tuesday and at New Bremen on Thursday. And we'll have that New Bremen game for you on the radio. There's a three-point shot by Kaya Wendell. Makes it 49-30. Shots up and no good by Van Wert. They got their own rebound, though. Alexis Metz took the shot and got her rebound. There's another shot up, no good, and the rebound comes to Val Mullenkamp. Val will give to Carly Stone, who takes it across the timeline. Right side to Grace 10. I will give credit to Van Wert. They are still
hustling
out there.
They are
all the way.
They sure are. They are really working hard.
It's like, get out of my face. Had enough of your defense. So Val Mullenkamp will toss it in here.
Just under 3 minutes to go here with the Indians leading 49-30.
On the Fort Recovery Lumber Company scoreboard. Here's a shot by Grace 10. Three-pointer's no good. Rebound chased down by Van Wertz. Jerrica Huebner came up with it. And here's the ball knocked away by Kiera Wendell. And now we're going to have a jump ball, maybe?
Yep, jump ball.
And it's going to go to Fort Recovery. You know, if you have a project in mind, let the Fort Recovery Lumber Company design that project for you. A lot of you may not realize they have design services. They'll design the project and then help you with the building materials you need to build the project at Fort Recovery Lumber here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Here's the ball tipped away and stolen by Van Wert by Reagan Priest. She'll come all the way down, stops, passes back out to Jackson. Now it goes over to Cassidy Myers. Myers passing over here to Phillips on the left wing. Back out to Kaylee Phillips. Kaylee dribbling one way, goes back to left. Dumps it off on the wing. Now back to Phillips in the middle. Tries to get the shot off, and Fort Recovery takes it away, and a foul's going to be called on Phillips now. 2:10 remaining in this contest.
I think it's safe to say the Indians are going to get another win to take their record to 8-1.
And Van Wert will fall to 2-9 as a result.
They play fantastic defense, but tonight, at least, or this afternoon for sure, their shots weren't falling, at least in the second half.
Grace 10 inside, puts it up no good. Rebound Abby Jackson of Van Wert's. Grace thought she might have been fouled there. Right side it goes on the wing. Van Wert with the ball. Now there's going to be a foul called on Fort Recovery.
It's going to be Carly Stone's third foul of the game.
1:45 remaining here in the old contest on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. Stay tuned. We'll have the scoring and the coach on after the game today. Coach Patch. And don't forget, Fort Recovery's hosting Lincoln View tonight in the Hall of Fame game. Greg Collig and Christy Reisner-Diller will be inducted into the Hall of Fame this evening between games. Van Wert gets the balls that went out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. Here comes Brooke Collig in, and Carly Stone will head to the bench for the last time today. Hope Wendell comes in for Fort Recovery. Olivia Patch will go out. So coming in is Brenna Holman. And Grace Ten will check out.
So we have our JV team out there now.
49-30.
1 minute, 30 seconds left.
And shots up and no good by Van Wert. Rebound Van Wert back outside. Back up and no good again, this time by Cassidy Myers. And they're going to say the ball went out of bounds off Van Wert's. Fort Recovery gets it back.
Again, that 22 for them, Cassidy Myers, she is just an aggressive player. A lot of hustle.
Hope Wendell gives over here. Allie Vaughn across the timeline. There's Kiara Wendell.
To Brenna. Brenna Homan to Colleague. Colleague pulls up in the middle, Brooke. Off the back of the rim.
Brooke missed a little jumper there, about a 10-footer for Brooke. And Van Wert with the rebound. They score at the other end. Putting it up and in was Reagan Priest. They have not had a lot of points this half.
No, they sure haven't.
49-32 the score now. Fort Recovery leads. Here's a shot from the left side by Allie Vaughn. She missed it. And a foul's on Hope Wendell. And it'll be given out of bounds to the Van Wert Lady Cougars.
41 seconds left here in our contest. Indians leading 49-32.
Van Wert with the basketball as the time is running out here in the Full Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. Again, for quality building materials, including Anderson Energy-saving windows and doors, it's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Here's a shot from the left. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery to Hope Wendell. Missing that shot a moment ago was Sierra Schaefer for Van Wert's. Allie Vaughn with it out front, dribbling the basketball. 8 seconds. On the right side to Brooke Colick, drives in and misses.
Gets her own rebound.
Brenna Holman puts it in. No good by Holman.
That's our ball game. The Indians come away with a big win, 49-32.
Thanks. Yeah, go ahead.
We'll have Brian Patch here, I believe, before too long. After he goes in and talks to the girls, he'll be back.
49-32, Lady Indians win. Thanks to Fort Recovery Lumber for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll return.
From Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasion. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk. Get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And I'd like to invite you to test drive a Boomer compact tractor from New Holland. You'll find there's simply nothing difficult about it. Boomer compact tractors are the definition of ease. With intuitive controls, unmatched visibility, easy-to-use transmissions and engines, with a completely automatic emission system. You even get the peace of mind of Boomer Guard 6, the 6-year limited warranty. Test drive a Boomer compact tractor today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 Series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Just look look at you. You make me drool. You're so succulent. You make my taste buds get excited. And I just want to tell you, I love you. You honey roasted deli turkey meat. Plus, you do not talk back. You are perfect. Folks, go to the deli and get some Cooper Farms smoked deli meat. Our perfection. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Okay, let's move over to Steve Stone, who has the wrap-up of the scoring. Steve?
Well, I'll tell you, for the seniors to lead us the way they did today was fantastic. Kyle Wendell had 11. Grace Tin had 16, and Carly Stone had 14. So you get three of your seniors in double figures. That's going to usually, hopefully, mean a win for the Indians, and it certainly did today. And then Brooke Collig chipped in two. Kira Wendell chipped in 2 points. And Val Mullenkamp had four, and Olivia Patch had two in the second half. And Olivia had a couple of block shots as well. So just a great effort, especially in the second half, by the Indians.
I think one thing, and I'll mention it to the coach, we cut down on our turnovers in that second half, too.
Oh, ball handling was just night and day difference from first half to second half. I don't know what happened, or Patch had a few words for the girls, but they certainly calmed down in the second half and handled the ball a lot better than they did in the first.
Junior varsity also won over Van Wert today, 43-19, to improve their record to 7-2. They were led by Brenna Homan with 16, 10 for Hope Wendell. Also 8 points for Macy Day, adding 3 points apiece. Allie Vaughn, Alina Evers, and Brooke Collig with three as well. So those were the JV scores, which, again, another win. A double win for the Lady Indians today. Let's hope the boys can do that tonight against Lincoln View as well. Bounce back after a tough loss last night to St. Henry.
Yeah, tough loss against the Redskins. Had a big lead at halftime and saw one of St. Henry's players catch fire in the second half and just light it up for the team and came back and had a big win for the Redskins there. Tough loss by the Indians.
One of the big turning points last night might have been right at the end of this first half. It was Fort Recovery leading 29-15. We had the ball and turned it over right at the end, and St. Henry scored. And so instead of leading possibly by 16 at the half, the lead went down to 12 at the half. And then, boy, the second half seemed to be mostly St. Henry. They were dominating in that game last night, which you kind of knew that was coming. I just couldn't believe I've never seen a St. Henry team play so poorly as they did in the first half. I knew it had to change in the second half, and it certainly did.
Yeah, certainly playing at home. You don't expect them to play that poorly, but they certainly came back and played well in the second. And here we have Coach Brian Patch.
Okay, we'll get the coach on the radio here. And welcome, Coach Patch. My first opportunity to interview you this year.
Yeah, Rob.
It's amazing. Hey, well, a little shaky in the first half. And I don't know what your turnover total was, but there were quite a few. But you seemed to cut that down in the second half, and things settled in. The girls took charge.
Well, the first half, the team that shows up is the one we didn't like to see, and that's the one that kind of goes through the motions and kind of lacked luster effort. And we had just talked about on Thursday playing a great game with effort and intensity and getting after it, and we were really happy and excited. And then it was just kind of like a drop. And we didn't come through and play very intense, and our effort wasn't very good, and we just kind of were going through the motions. And, you know, that's kind of why it was an ugly game for us. And, you know, mentally not prepared and physically not prepared. And, you know, halftime we talked about cleaning that stuff up. And second half we came out and was very happy with our second half effort. So
I will say this for Van Wert, for being 2-8, they were really scrappy. They played very hard out there, made life tough on you.
Yeah, they were very quick, athletic kids, and you know, they have some young kids, and you know, we knew they play hard, and you know, that was, as we told our kids in at halftime, that's all we're asking you to do. We're not asking for miracles. All we're asking you to do is to play hard, and you know, we're good enough. If we play hard, we can be real good. And like I said, we were just kind of disappointed with our effort as far as our execution and our focus, but good teams cleaned that up, and that's what we did in the second half. So,
Absolutely. Well, New Bremen's coming up on Thursday. I know you have Jackson Center's Tuesday first, but New Bremen conference game coming up on Thursday. That'll be a big challenge. You're not going to be able to play a half like you played the first half and win that game.
No, there's not too many teams on our schedule, really, Rob, that we can go out and play like we did in the first half. And that's kind of what we've been talking about with them a little bit is, you know, even though we're talking one game at a time and we don't look ahead, but, you know, every team on our schedule plays hard and is good enough to beat us if we decide to go through the motions. At the same time, we're good enough if we play hard that we can beat every team on our schedule. So basically our season's going to, you know, be in the hands of the kids as far as how hard they want to play and how, you know, how hard we go out there. And so we just got to continue to work to get better and know that it's not going to be a sprint, it's a marathon. And we just got to continue to work and want to be better. So,
well, congratulations on the win, Coach. 8-1 now. That's not too shabby to start the year.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Absolutely. And despite a little storm here today, the girls, as you say, pulled through and definitely cleaned up some stuff in that second half of play. And you had pretty nice scoring balance, too.
Yeah, we have been. I don't know what the score was today, but, you know, we've been putting almost four kids in double digits, and I think we have three, maybe two.
All had them in double digits.
Did they? Okay. So, you know, I think Carly and Grace are double-digit people for us, and then I think Val and I think Kai are like right there on the cusp of averaging double. So when you can put four in double digits on offense, you know, that's a pretty good balance of team. And like I say, we can be really good. I like the potential of this team and the possibilities, and we have a lot of good things going for us. And so we just got to keep building on the positives and with the idea of, hey, we can be better and not be happy or not be satisfied where we're at, knowing we can continue to approve, and I like the adventure that we're on. So,
okay, Coach. Well, hey, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it. We'll see you Thursday. We'll be doing that game on Thursday at New Bremen.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
Brian Patch, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. And don't forget, the Indians do have the Jackson Center game here at home on Tuesday before the Thursday game with New Bremen. But, of course, the New Bremen game, the big conference game coming up, which it will be a dandy over there. And especially since you mentioned Paige Jones is back in the lineup now for New Bremen.
Yeah, looking forward to, I mean, it's going to be a tough week. I know Jackson Center has a good girls program. So it's just, you know, it's going to be a tough week for the girls going into, well, playing Saturday today, and then they're going to play Tuesday and Thursday next week. So they're going to have to keep that intensity level up like they did in the second period or second half today.
Hey, thanks for helping out. Appreciate it so much.
No problem. Thanks again to PG14. Thanks to all of our fantastic sponsors, and we'll talk to you on Thursday.
Thanks to FortRecoveryRadio.com for having us on today, and thanks to our studio producers as well. I'm Rob Weaver saying good afternoon from the Fortside Fieldhouse. The Lady Indians beat Van Wert today by a score of 49-32.
Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
It's 2:35.
It's 16 degrees.
Now back to the music right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.